And I know you've got many, but if I was going to ask you now, could you pick out a couple of highlights you've had during your career?
Ooh, that's always a tough question. And it's almost, I think when people ask you, like, what is the favorite moment, your favorite moment in your career or your favorite match in your career, it's almost like your kids. You know, if they ask you, like, well, I know you have 7 or 8 kids, but, you know, which is your favorite one? You know, it's hard to really pinpoint one, but there are many, many things throughout the years. I mean, obviously, the ladder matches and, you know, the first one we had against Edge and Christian and the TLC matches that we had, I'm very proud of those. Those were very business-changing. Just most recently in TNA when we had the Full Metal Mayhem match against the Wolves and Team 3D, I really thought that stood the test of time, and I thought it ranked right up there with all the old TLCs. I'm so, so proud of that match. We took a lot of pride in putting that together, and, you know, especially us and, you know, Team 3D, who are the old vets now, you know, we wanted to really go out there and make this thing stand up and stand the test of time to the old ones, and we're very proud it did. You know, looking back, my feud and a lot of my matches with MVP, I think it was one of the most different and entertaining programs that had happened in wrestling in a long time at that point. The feud I had with Edge, our cage match where I beat him with the leg drop off the top, having a one-on-one match with Jeff at WrestleMania was a huge moment. A lot of big moments throughout the years, and I'm excited to have some really huge moments coming up in the next few months in Impact Wrestling.
And in Impact Wrestling, I think you'd now be put in the category of a veteran. Who, in terms of the youngsters in TNA, who would you say could be the next up-and-coming star?
There's three guys that really stand out to me. You know, is having the potential to having an unlimited potential, I should say. One is EC3, and it's almost hard to say that he's a guy that has unlimited potential because he's almost there. Ethan Carter III is a guy who's going to be a star and be around the business for a long time to come. One of your own that you'll be proud of, Bram. I think Bram has tremendous potential, and I think he's going to be a big, big star as time goes on. And then one of my favorite wrestlers, who I think is highly athletic and great in the ring, but also such an amazing character, which is Rockstar Spud. I think he's great, and I think he's going to have a really fruitful relationship with TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, and professional wrestling over the course of the next couple of years. I think there's a lot of potential in him.
And TNA Impact Wrestling, a pay-per-view is coming up. It's the first time in a while that it's happened, Slammiversary. How much do you look forward to pay-per-views?
It's always exciting. Pay-per-views specifically, because you have 3 hours and there's no commercials, but live shows are always exciting. And I think not only is it's exciting for the performers, it's exciting for the fans, because you know what is happening, you will see everything. You know, it's like nothing is going to be cut. There's this feeling that anything can happen, and that's one of the amazing things about live television. You know, if something goes wrong or amok or there's something amazing that happens during a television taping, there's a small possibility it might get cut out, or it might have a different camera view or whatever whenever it's played back on television later. But a pay-per-view is so exciting because there's a feel for wrestlers and fans that anything can happen, and whatever you do is aired. So that's always exciting for us.
And another addition to Impact Wrestling is Shane Helms. I know someone you're very close friends with. What has he brought to Impact Wrestling?
Yes, I am very happy to have I would say he's my best friend in life. Happy to have him with us at Impact Wrestling. He's been out with an injury, and you know his body's got a lot of miles on it, as a lot of us guys who have 20-plus years do. But he has such an amazing mind for the business, and he's been there kind of working behind the scenes, helping create ideas for creative and also for the actual in-ring matches and whatnot, and for a lot of the wrestlers, giving them ideas about how to, you know, tighten up their game as far as a performer, as far as an in-ring wrestler. And he really has been a huge influence, and I think he's done a lot of things to really help shape the product into a much tighter product, especially from an in-the-ring aspect. And I think he has a lot to contribute, and he's a great addition to Impact Wrestling.
And speaking of behind the scenes, do you think that when you do leave the ring, it might be a case that you do take up a creative role, maybe?
I would almost bet on that. You know, I'm not really a betting man, but I would almost bet the farm on that, because it really is true. I love professional wrestling. It's a passion of mine, and as long as I can do it and perform at a level that I feel like I should be performing on, if I'm still in the ring, you know, in this day and age, because you just can't get in the ring and get away with things like you could 20 or 30 years ago. You really have to be able to perform on a high athletic level currently to wrestle in 2015. If I can perform on that level, I'll do it, but I know one day it's going to come where I can't, and I would like to offer my my mind and my experience to the younger guys that are up and coming, because I love professional wrestling. I love being around it. I love being involved. It truly is one of my passions in life, and I feel like there's a lot of things I could give back to the younger guys and teach them.
And I know that you've been there and done that. There's rumours going around at the moment regarding Impact Wrestling. In terms of in that locker room, is it a case that you just forget about them and get on with the wrestling?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. The internet is an interesting thing. Just like I'd said before, how rumors start and spread around. You know, the website started reporting that I was the one that filmed Jeff's motorcycle crash, which I wasn't even there. Like, you know, I was in a different city doing a promotional gig that day. What we do there, we listen to, you know, who's our bosses in the office. We listen to those guys. We do what they say. As of right now, everything's good. It's business as usual. And you just really can't pay attention to that. You just kind of have to keep, you know, stepping forward, keep moving forward. And that's all we can do. You know, there's always going to be rumors. There's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be people that, you know, want to try and pull anyone down or do whatever. So something I've learned in life, and I think it translates over to me working as a professional in the wrestling business, is regardless of what happens, you always have to keep moving forward.
And in terms of possible opponents, if you could pick a name now who's in Impact Wrestling, who would it be?
EC3 is someone I would like to have a little bit of a feud with. Bram is another guy. You know, I know these guys, as I'd said before, where I think they're, you know, the up-and-coming stars. I feel like we could have great programs together. We could have great feuds together. And I could also get a lot out of them, but I think I could also help them in many different ways going forward. So those are two guys that really stand out to me, guys that have been around before. I'd love to work with Bobby Roode, Bobby Lashley, Austin Aries. There's a lot of really talented guys there, a lot of guys I would love to work with. There's a lot of different potential combinations for Matt Hardy programs going forward, and left to last for many, many years, I'm sure.
And Matt, you're going to be a father for the first time. You must be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. This is my first child, and it's a boy. He's doing about 3 weeks, and it's really exciting. It's, my wife and I's first experience with being parents, and, you know, we added on to our house. We built an addition. We built a nursery. We built a playroom for the child. We built us a little movie theater on our lower level, a whole bunch of different things. So it's really exciting, man, and we're getting close to that point where in the next couple of weeks it could be any time. So my wife and I are thoroughly excited.
And Matt, finally, in terms of the next year, have you got any personal aims for yourself?
Well, you know, obviously I had said it many times, and I felt like I wanted this tag team title run of myself and Jeff not to be a nostalgia run. You know, not like, oh, here's the Hardy Boys, they're legends, but they can still have the titles. We wanted to be the current best team in the business, and that was our goal. So I would still like to do that, just depending on how Jeff's injury and rehabilitation comes and whatnot. If I'm going to be a singles wrestler, I got to admit, I would love to have an opportunity to wrestle for the TNA World Heavyweight title. I would definitely like to give that a shot.